What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 15th. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And, of course, in hour number three today, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us with her unique perspective on the world. Now, as you probably have already heard, there was a bit of a terror attack in London on a rush hour train, what they're calling a bucket bomb. And it looks like it wasn't all that powerful. It injured 22 people, no fatalities, and none of the injured are considered in a life-threatening condition. Looking at the photo of the remains of the bomb, it looks more like a deflagration than a detonation. So it was hastily put together, and it was a little more really than a firework here. But I guess somebody decided they needed to counter all the recent stories about how the U.S. is assisting al-Qaeda in Syria, how they're airlifting out the ISIS commanders so that the Syrian army can't capture them, and how the Pentagon is still sending weapons into these anti-Assad forces. And, of course, that gets everybody saying, well, whose side is the U.S. really on? And so now they're reselling the idea, al-Qaeda bad, just that's all you need to know. And, of course, it also drove the aftermath of North Korea's recent missile test firing off of the corporate media here. Apparently, Donald Trump is out there making remarks at Joint Base Andrews. He's doing a lot of speechifying for a sitting president. And I guess that's the part that he really likes best of all here. Now, there is a manhunt underway. They spotted a suspect that they think planted that bucket bomb on the closed circuit TV system that they have. And so far I haven't heard that they've caught him or released his identity here. Donald Trump has seized on this London tube explosion to say, and I'm not kidding you, this is over in the independent Great Britain, Donald Trump says the internet must be cut off to stop further terror attacks, and basically said the internet was a terrorist recruiting tool, and loser terrorists must be dealt with in a much tougher manner. The internet is their main recruitment tool, which we must cut off and use better, which sounds alarmingly like censorship. And unfortunately, because of all the monitoring on the internet, I don't think terrorists are being recruited on the internet, because otherwise they'd prevent all these terror attacks. But it is very alarming to hear Donald Trump talk about needing to control the internet here, because I wish Trump would remember it was the internet and specifically the independent media, which is why he is sitting in the Oval Office instead of Hillary Clinton. Now, speaking of Hillary Clinton, she's still out there on her sour grapes tour, and the book sales are not doing well, even though they've already been discounted 40%. And I'm looking at this article here from Patriot Rising, What Happened Hillary, saying that the idea of forking over $20 or so on 500 pages from the worst presidential candidate in modern history, blaming everyone but her wardrobe assistants for her humiliating defeat, seems sillier than thinking that dressing like Dr. Evil's older sister will resonate with people who buy their clothes at Walmart, which is a rather interesting turn of phrase. But basically, Hillary is still drawing in the people who are part of her personality cult, who see her as a divine figure, who worship her, who don't think about what's really going on. They just want to bathe in the presence of their goddess. And they're the ones who are buying the books and showing up at these book signings, along with the inevitable protesters who are out there saying, just what did happen to Vince Foster, for which they will be rather forcefully ejected. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still out there pointing the finger of blame at everybody for her defeat, and blast the New York Times news coverage as being schizophrenic, because she is saying the New York Times endorsed her campaign, then they turned around and reported on the email scandal. Apparently, in Hillary's mind, if you are supporting her, you don't talk about the negative things that she's done. But the email scandal was very real. And again, it was all over the independent media. And at some point, the corporate media had to pick up on it, or it became obvious they were trying to protect Hillary Clinton. Now, Judicial Watch has, the State Department has released another 1,600 new pages of Hillary Clinton's email that continue to prove that there was a pay-for-play scheme at the State Department. And Judicial Watch is saying these emails reveal the Clinton Foundation friends, meaning donors, receiving favors from the Department of State. Along with the security breaches and the possible espionage and Mueller and Sessions all of them, they're still absolutely dedicated to the proposition that they are not going to look into any of Hillary's crimes. They're still out there trying to find something they can go after Trump with. And it's becoming very, very obvious that the swamp is, in fact, very real. We have our second attorney general in a row, our second director of the FBI in a row, who are absolutely ignoring the obvious evidence of serious crimes committed by Hillary Clinton while they continue to flog this issue about Russia-Trump collusion, and they keep coming up short on that. And everybody is noticing it now. Everybody is realizing there is something weird going on. Because remember, in that TV press conference James Comey had, he went down the laundry list of the felony violations of Title 18 Hillary Clinton committed. Then he had that lame statement about we're choosing not to prosecute because she didn't intend to do wrong. But if you actually read Title 18, intent is not required. Negligence and carelessness are violations of Title 18. And to be the most generous possible with Hillary, that's what it was, negligence and carelessness. And yet Title 18 says that is grounds for jail time. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, we've been talking about how the Imran Awan case is heating up because apparently there was a fake server that was turned over to authorities when they were trying to figure out what was going on inside the House of Representatives computer network. And it turns out that the fake server was handed over to authorities not by Imran Awan, but by California's Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, who's real big on illegal immigrants and make them all citizens. He's a very hardcore liberal Hillary supporter, and he's considered a top Democratic talent. He's a rising star, or was a rising star, but he may now get caught up in this because providing a fake server, faking the evidence, that's obstruction of justice, and that's a serious charge. Meanwhile, over on rickwell.us, there's speculation that the Department of Justice may have to do something about James Comey. Now, what the government is likely going to do, they don't dare touch Hillary or Bill Clinton or any of the Bushes. They don't want to risk revealing that narcocracy at the heart of our government. You know, Hillary knows where all the dead bodies are buried and how they got to be dead bodies, but they need to be seen to do something. And so they're looking for somebody a little lower down in the food chain that they can fry up and offer to you as a living sacrifice so they can say, see, we did something. And a lot of people were saying it might be Huma Abedin. Now they're talking about James Comey. And I'm sure people at that level, they have their own dead man switches in place. So Hannity was in this discussion saying that the future of James Comey is definitely dimming. And he quotes Hillary Clinton herself as having been shivved by then FBI Director Comey three times over the final 5 months of the campaign. And picking up on the Comey theme, Jay Sekulow points out that the Department of Justice Office of Special Counsel is investigating the former FBI director. Now, this is a different entity from Mueller. Mueller's not investigating Comey. They're friends. Comey worked under Mueller when he was director of the FBI. So a lot of conflicts of interest out there. There are Hatch Act violations in the way Comey worked on Hillary. And again, this is a classic Hillary pattern, blaming everybody else for things she did. If she had not had that private email server with the weak security. If she'd been using the provided secure computers and communication systems for the Department of State, none of this would have happened. But in Hillary's vision, it's okay for her to break the rules and go outside and have weak servers where people can come in and help themselves to American secrets. It was Comey who was wrong for making a stink about it while she was trying to assume her rightful place in the White House. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I hope everything's going well for you. I had a solution to this whole DACA problem.
Okay.
If you wanted to hear it. My solution was...
Yes, please. Share. Share with us.
To go ahead... I mean, it's 800,000 people, I guess, and I know 40 to 50% of those applicants that were in the DACA program are fraudulent. But I say go ahead and legalize and grant them amnesty. And in return, you stop funding all DACA programs and you take the 30% that are in our jails. 30% of 2.3 million would be roughly about 700 to 800,000 and deport them. I think that would be a good trade-off.
Well, you've already got half of that because apparently Congress just passed a bill that says membership in a criminal gang like MS-13 will get you deported now. So they're going to start trying to go on out and round up these gang members who've come into the country across the liberals' open borders and at least kick them out right now.
I mean, which I think that's a good thing. But if they really want to let these people in, I say to start with the jails, deport them from the jails, and no funding. Let the immigrants, let the illegals, once you grant them amnesty, fend for themselves.
Well, you're absolutely right. And again, everybody who is providing any kind of funding for illegal immigrants is in violation of Title VIII. And we're talking serious fines and serious jail time here. Everybody who's out there helping the illegal immigrants, transporting them around, giving them shelter, giving them jobs, giving them food, they're in violation of Title VIII. All we need to do is enforce the laws that we already have on the books and cut off that financial incentive for them to step across that border in the first place.
100% in agreement with you.
Yeah, because that's why they're coming here. They think they're going to get on welfare. They're going to get all this free stuff from the government, at least out in California. That's the way it's been happening. If we have everybody toe the line on Title VIII, somebody coming up to the border of the United States saying, if I step across the border, I can't get a job, I can't get housing, I can't get transportation, there's going to be no welfare, no social services, I will starve to death if I do this. And that will start turning a lot of those people back. And again, if you want to be fair, have the same immigration policy Mexico has. You can't just walk into Mexico, be given free stuff, get a job, and act like you belong there. If you cross the border with Mexico without the government's permission, you are going to jail or you're going to be kicked back over the border back into the United States.
Or sentenced to hard labor, 6 months to a year hard labor. I mean, you know, I don't understand, you know, you can't, like you said, you can know we can't go to Mexico and you know, if you're pregnant and have your baby, but yet everybody can come here. You know, I just, yeah, and to throw this out there at you too, look at our youth. You know, there's Americans here that need help. Why are we helping people that are not supposed to belong here? It's insanity.
That's exactly right. I mean, as long as there is just one American sleeping in an alley and eating out of trash dumpsters, this government has no right to be spending money on people who are here illegally or, for that matter, foreign governments. And unfortunately, most of our government has been caught up in this globalist ideal. And what we're seeing is an attack on our borders, which in turn is an attack on our sovereignty.
Yeah, absolutely. Destroy the sovereignty, roll us into one North American Union, and then have people overtop the regions. It's full spectrum dominance is what it is.
Well, they're trying for that. But again, they're in thrash mode because there are so many people now pushing back. The harder they talk globalism, 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 the more people are standing up and saying, my nation, my nation, my nation, first and foremost.
Absolutely. Well, that was my take on DACA, my suggestion that, you know, that we should do. Let them in and then cut off all funding and kick out of the the 30% that are illegally in the prisons for the trade-off of letting them into the country.
Well, again, until we can deal with the almost 100 million Americans who are willing and able to work and are unable to find jobs for months, if not years, I don't think we should be letting anybody in to this country unless they're really bringing something special that will benefit our society. I mean, if somebody is, for example, a doctor or a physicist, or they understand manufacturing, skills that are really needed in this country, then yes, let them on in. But just this idea of letting on into our country people who couldn't make it in their own home country, that is suicidal for a nation.
And the other thing, too, this 800,000 that are enrolled into DACA, they're not the brightest of all immigrants. I'm not saying all of them aren't, but you and I both know that there's no Einsteins in that 800,000. It's the worst of the immigrants.
Well, again, any migration is a filtering process. You're not getting the best representatives of that source country. What you're getting are the people who couldn't make it in those countries. They're fleeing prosecution. They're carrying diseases that they hope they're going to get cured for free by the U.S. government. And so, yeah, what you're getting are basically the low end. Remember when they opened up the U.S. border to Cuban refugees and we were being magnanimous and generous? Castro went down to the Cuban prisons and he took all those prisoners, hardened criminals, and he put them on boats and said, 90 miles that way. If I ever see you again on this island, I will shoot you. And in South Florida, you just had this epidemic of crime and drug dealing and all that stuff that just took off for years after that.
Yep, I understand. Well, you have a great, wonderful show, and I will be listening, and I hope everything goes well, and I hope the best for you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're going to let you go here, and the phone lines are still open here. Now, do you remember Chris Christie? And there was this big stink where during the New Jersey government shutdown, Chris Christie was photographed with his family on a public beach that was closed to everybody else. And it generated a really big stink. It went viral all over the internet. And Chris Christie is feeling put upon. He basically is saying, I'm the governor, I can do what I want, even if while I tell you, you're not allowed to use your own beaches. And he's out there playing for sympathy, saying that Beachgate upset his children. Oh, his children have been upset by Beachgate more than anything else since he's been in office. How dare you upset my children by reporting on the crooked and dishonest and unethical things that I do. So I really don't have sympathy for him. It was a tacky thing to do. Now, do you remember Laureate Education? And they got caught up in part of this Clinton Foundation corruption because their CEO, Doug Becker, recruited former President Bill Clinton to basically be a figure at Laureate Education. It was at best a part-time job, and he was paid huge amounts of money for it, $17 million. And now Doug Becker is being forced to step down as the CEO. And I can imagine a lot of people are saying, what's going on over there? Was it more pay for play? What's, you know, it's a semi-legal way of paying back for political favors. And you see more and more of that in politics. In order to hide the corruption, the politician will do something for a special interest group, and then when they are out of office, somehow they get book deals or they get huge fees for speaking tours or they get hired by Laureate University for an unrealistically high amount of compensation, and that's how the favors are repaid. And on the face of it, it all looks like it's up and up, but it's just another way of repaying for political favors. And as a result, we have a government that is the finest government money can buy. And the problem is, you don't have enough money to be in on the bidding game. So we're going to take a break here for some commercials, I think, and we'll be back after these few words. Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
For our show here, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I think Chris Christie's family needs to be worried about his diet because I'm from New Jersey and he's a joke. Like, I mean, after this, after Bridgegate, and after, like, that other stunt on the beach, I mean...
Beachgate, yeah,
I mean, come on now, you know, like, enough's enough. And then, you know, him, he's like a bully, you know, like...
Yes,
yeah, he throws himself... Yeah, he throws himself around like he's king number one. You know, he's the Duke of New York, you know? And, like, everybody else just is subordinate to him, you know? Like, but, yeah, that's not just him, though, Mike, that oligarchy. That's how they think, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, on, you know, I think when I brought this up like a while ago about how one of the reasons why they're letting all the refugees in and the immigrants here is to prop up this dying economic system by, you know, by giving them welfare and then they get debt, they get credit cards, you know, the debt slavery, and they trying to prop up this, you know, expanding the debt type of thing. You know, one of the reasons why they're bringing all these people in, even though they're, you know, because they got no skills, obviously, so they're not going to really have jobs, per se, so they're all going to be a part of the welfare state in Europe and here, you know, but it's not going to work because, you know, with the BRICS and the, you know, oil, for renminbi, for gold back. You know, that's already happening with Iran and all. The system's already moving away.
Yeah, the rest of the world is already moving away from the Western-centric system, but I'm sure the true believers in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street are convinced we haven't been defeated yet. We just have to come up with a clever idea. But the idea of allowing these people in to get them to be debt slaves is all well and good, but a debt slave is really only useful when they have a job and can make the payments on that debt. And you engineer it so they can never pay their way out of the debt totally. But the whole idea of creating a debt slave is somebody who will work their entire lives and give most of that money to you. That's what a debt slave is. If you have somebody who's coming to the country and they're living off their credit cards and they're running up huge amounts of debt and they don't have a job with which to make payments on the debt, they're not really very useful to the money junkies.
I think they're only useful temporarily because I think, you know, like this system's finished. They have nothing else to prop it up. Now, I think that was the last-ditch attempt to try to prop up the system by doing this. There's just nowhere else to go. You know, like, I mean, we got $200 trillion in debt. That's with unfunded liabilities, and Europe is messed up. I mean, they're finished. You know, like, it's just the whole Western world, the whole, this, you know, this economic system is just... It's ran its course.
Well, because for the last 300 years, we've had this parasite on the human race called private central banking, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. So the debt grows and grows and grows and grows until it reaches a point where the entire system comes crashing down. And that's where we are right now. Until somebody starts deciding to just write off the debt, the system is very much in danger.
And this parasite will move on to another host because this host, being the U.S. and the West, is finished as a host. It's been
and actually private. No, this parasite is already sucking on the entire planet Earth. There's only what, three or four countries that are still not slaves to private central banks, and they're all on the U.S. government's special high interest targets list to be eventually conquered. Look at what happened when they went back into Libya. Gaddafi had kicked out the private central bank and started a state central bank. When they went into Libya, the first thing they did was they tore that state bank down and put a brand new private central bank there. One of the reasons they want to invade Iran is Iran refuses to have a private central bank. And being Islamic, they reject the idea of compound interest in favor of a loan plus flat fee form of borrowing, which is... less a tool of enslavement. It's a much more realistic way to do it. But these money junkies behind this private central bank scam, they've been at this for 300 years trying to bring the entire world under their control, and they're dangerously, dangerously close.
And if you look at Venezuela, Mike, I mean, they came out. Venezuela is a harder nut to try to, if you can't do a coup, to invade because they're not Libya. You know, but yeah, the system's finished, Mike. It's just, you know, hunker down and hope for the best. You know, thanks, Mike.
Well, plan for the best. The blueprint for the new America. Dustin, we're going to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And getting on back to the news here and getting on back to that idea that liberals are just incapable of acknowledging their own failings and are instead going to look for somebody to blame. As you probably know, former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner and his wife Huma Abedin are starting the proceedings for a divorce. They've already asked the judge to keep the proceedings private and seal all the records because they don't want the gossip columnists or the paparazzi chasing them around, which makes a little bit of sense. But Weiner, of course, is still facing prosecution for having sexted images of his private parts to an underage girl. And that is just now starting up as well. And amazingly enough, Weiner's lawyer is out there trying to make the case that this 15-year-old girl lured Weiner on because she wanted to influence the national elections. Now, that is pretty pathetic. talk about blaming the victim. So that's Wiener's defense. I mean, never mind the long history of him doing this kind of behavior with underage girls. But in the one that he's being prosecuted for, it's all her fault. She only lured Wiener on so that she could have she could feel she had an influence on the election. It's utterly ridiculous. Wiener was already disgraced and out of it. Luring him on wasn't going to really change anything at all. You want to have an influence on the election, start a blog and do talk radio. Because we've had a measurable impact on the politics of last year, which apparently Donald Trump has already conveniently forgotten when he's talking about taking control of the internet. Now, for those of you still dealing with the storms, Hurricane Irma released 250 million gallons of untreated sewage into the streets of Florida. And it was just, they have not had the money to upgrade their decades-old sewage and water treatment systems, and they collapsed under the impact of the storm. And the other aspect of it, of course, is that they were already overstrained because very few states have got the money right now to expand their infrastructure to keep pace with the growing population. As all these illegal immigrants and refugees pour on in, they're stressing the existing infrastructure to the breaking point. So you toss in a hurricane and there you go. Now, over in Texas, specifically Houston, all that standing water has prompted a major, major mosquito outbreak. It's almost like the story of Pharaoh and Moses. We got flooding, we got mosquitoes, we got pestilence, we got all this other stuff. And so over the next few days, the United States Air Force Reserve's 9/10th Airlift Wing is going to be spraying Houston with the deadly insecticide Dibrom using a modified C-130 cargo conversion aircraft equipped with sprayers. Now, this Dibrom is very powerful stuff, and there's no question it will certainly take care of those mosquitoes, but it's also going to wipe out a lot of benign and even useful insect species. You can kiss the butterflies and the honeybees goodbye on this one as well. And amazingly enough, or tragically enough, the National Hurricane Center is reporting on two new storm systems forming in the eastern Atlantic. And they're still far away from the United States, but the National Hurricane Center is saying that both of these systems show a 70% probability of becoming tropical depressions within 5 days. We have three systems over in the eastern Pacific, which are one's already a hurricane, the other one's a tropical depression, the other one is sort of still forming up. Luckily for us here in Hawaii, they're all headed different directions. One of them is actually behaving like Jose, just sort of wandering around on its own track here. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Mike. And I just had a quick question for you. I hope you're interested in talking about it. It was information you gave out a couple days back, and you were talking about a vaccination or injection, some type of ingredient or material that lowers your immunity to cancers. And I was wondering if you could repeat what the name of that was.
Oh, Nagalase. And a lot of these holistic doctors who've died under suspicious circumstances were looking into that. What I'll do is on the next commercial break, I'll hunt that down and post it to whatreallyhappened.com.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks a bunch. Yeah. You know, I always thought that was how coincidental that you had like 18 or 20, 30, I forget how many of these research scientists and everything had died investigating these vaccines and their ingredients and the mutations and various things you bring up continuously about it. But I just always thought, you know, what a strange coincidence, you know. But thank you for that info, and I'm so glad you'll be posting it.
Well, again, all the way back when Richard Nixon was in the White House and he signed the Health Maintenance Organization Act, it basically transformed the medical care from being a service that had strict limits on profit making off of, you know, patients being afraid and not really able to make good decisions. And it turned it into a for-profit operation, and we've seen what has resulted since then. The cost of medical care has just exploded in this country. We have the most expensive medical care on earth, and yet it ranks only 33rd, 34th in quality and efficacy. But it's all driven by money. And so eventually you come to a system that is dependent on the American people being constantly chronically ill and in need of ongoing treatments. If somebody showed up and waved a magic wand, and tomorrow morning every single American woke up perfectly healthy, that entire medical industrial complex would collapse overnight. And so after a while, and it's not like there's a bunch of people in a dark room saying we have to make them sick in order to make more money, but decision-making gets biased by that that reality, that if we just cure them and they go away, then we've lost a revenue stream, so let's just treat the symptoms. And you see the cumulative effect of all those decisions that are biased toward maximization of profit is really what has undermined the quality of our medical system.
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more, Mike. And, you know, when we leave them to unlimited profit without competition, and this happens to us over and over and over, and it never gets straightened out, it never gets resolved, it just turns into a race for more profit because there are no more checks and balances on the quality, just the profit.
Yeah, that's really what it's all about. And again, we're seeing it with like Obamacare was clearly a giveaway to the health insurance industries. The premiums for our health insurance went way, way up, and so did the deductibles. And for the vast majority of the American people, because of those deductibles, they'll never actually use that health insurance. They'll be paying for their medical care during the year, out of their own pocket, on top of the premiums for the health insurance, and they'll never reach that deductible. The only way Obamacare compliant,
perhaps that's one way of them pushing that medical IRA they were wanting to do as well.
Could very well be, but again, it's all focused on getting the money and manipulating the money and making it grow.
Well, thanks again, Mike. Keep up the great work. It's an awesome show.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on back to the war zones, and there do seem to be so many of them, coming out of Syria, ISIS is on the run in Deir ez-Zor, and they're backed up by the Russian aerospace forces and the Russian Navy. And basically, it's all over, but they're shouting. More and more people are saying this war is effectively over. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are on the run, even though the Pentagon is still shipping them weapons. Most of them are saying, we can't win this thing with all the weapons. There aren't enough people. And what's really interesting is apparently the U.S. envoy to the U.N. has gone up there and saying that the United States will not be satisfied until Syria is stable without Assad. So they're already back to that agenda again, and they're just telegraphing the fact they're going to find some way to reignite the war in Syria and go after Assad, maybe a decapitation strike. And what's going on is they're reacting to all these other countries that are saying, well, given that the U.S. goal was to oust Assad, and that's what was really going on behind all the claims of weapons of mass destruction and, oh, we're really here to get ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They want regime change in Syria. And now all of a sudden the U.S. is looking at a potential defeat. And they don't want to have the image of a defeat out there because it would seriously impede the continuance of the war agenda. That's why they're pouring more and more people back into Afghanistan. They've been losing there. But they would rather keep the war going perpetually in Afghanistan and Syria, because it's not their children being killed, rather than admit that they've actually not done very well in those countries at all. And so now they're up there at the UN again. Nikki Haley's just flapping her gums and saying, we will not be satisfied until we see a solid and stable Syria, and that is not with Assad in place. So they're basically admitting they've gone back to that whole goal of getting rid of Assad and replacing him with a puppet ruler. they're apparently not ready to let that go, no matter how many people have to be killed and crippled for it. Apparently, there was a gunman and suicide car bombers yesterday killed at least 52 people, including Iranians, near the southern Iraq city of Nisaria, in an attack claimed by the Daesh military group. The attackers struck at midday, opening fire on a restaurant before getting into a car and blowing themselves up at a nearby security checkpoint. Now, interesting that they're hammering on this story to say, there's Iranians there. The Iranians are part of the problem. If the Iranians would just mind their own business and not interfere with our wars of conquest, everything would be okay. Well, if there's any nation right now that needs to be minding its own business, it's the United States. When you count up all the different countries the U.S. is trying to invade, conquer, regime change, drone strike, or whatever, the United States is clearly the problem here. Now, the agenda is still moving forward to carve a new Kurdistan out of chunks of Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. And Turkey is already screaming that apparently there is a secret agreement between the Kurdistan Regional Government and Israel to resettle Jewish Israelis of Kurdish origin in Iraqi Kurdistan following the independence referendum. And some are seeing this as an indication of U.S. support for Kurdish independence. And we know that's been part of the U.S. agenda. And it has nothing to do with the Kurds and independence, and everything to do with taking the larger, more powerful nations in the Middle East and breaking them up into little tiny countries that are easy to bully. It's Balkanization all over again. Now, the Trump administration is backing a bill that would suspend all U.S. financial assistance to the Palestinian Authority until it ends what critics have described as a long-standing practice of rewarding Palestinians who kill Americans and Israelis. Now, as is the case with most of these stories involving Palestine, you're not getting all the information. Right now, so far, only one American has been killed in a Palestinian knife attack. And the Palestinians who are killing Israelis are usually doing so out of self-defense. But the U.S. support to Palestine, the economic support, was a tiny fraction of what goes to Israel, but was there to keep Palestine stable so that they would be discouraged from having a new intifada. So if you pull that plug and you got a bunch of starving people, this is actually going to escalate the violence. And that may be the plan, so that Israel will have a new justification to go on in there and just blow everything up there in Palestine. Because it does seem like Netanyahu is launching on this, basically the final solution to the Palestinian question. And Israel's government attempted to revoke the residency of Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem on the vague grounds of breach of loyalty. Now, remember, when the United Nations first set up Israel, it said Jerusalem was a city that had to be shared, and East Jerusalem was supposed to belong to the Muslims. And just like they did with most of the West Bank, just like they did with the Golan Heights, Israel has come on in and occupied East Jerusalem, and now they're just trying to ship all the people who live there out. And a little bit of a setback, because Israel's high court, following a 10-year legal battle, ruled that Israel's interior minister did not have the authority to kick Palestinian lawmakers out of the city. And human rights groups are cheering and saying, yes, finally we're starting to see somebody pay attention to the rules over there. But there is this grand plan that Israel is coming out with. A plan to force the Palestinians out of what remains of their homeland. Now, remember, all of that part of the world, prior to the creation of Israel, that was all Palestine. And, of course, Israel is out there saying there never really was a Palestine. Somebody just made it up. The Jew haters made it up. It was a land without a people for a people without a land. Wonderful piece of propaganda. But as we have illustrated many times, yes, there was a Palestine. It's found on all kinds of maps dating back 1,000 years. Says Palestine. And so ever since Israel was created, the Palestinians are being forced out of their homeland. Now, a prominent Holocaust scholar is looking at this plan and saying it is potentially genocidal. And basically, the values look like those that you would have seen coming out of the Nazi SS. Yet the European Union, which claims a moral mission to combat extremism, racism, and xenophobia, is refusing to condemn it. So the EU leadership, like Washington, D.C., is actually a Vichy government ruling their people on the behalf of a foreign master. And I think it's really time that we go back to this idea of a nation should be ruled democratically by its own people and not be ruled from without by foreigners. Because that's Middle Ages Renaissance politics that you're seeing there. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and let's take some phone calls. Chris in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Michael, a little while ago you mentioned the dye bomb that the C-130s are scheduled to spray to combat mosquitoes. That is the larvicide that was being sprayed in Brazil. It also is called NALED, N-A-L-E-D. We need to stop it because it is documented on the EPA's own fact sheet to cause developmental disorders, including autism and microcephaly.
Oh, swell.
They want to suggest that Zika might cause microcephaly. Well, the mosquitoes that they're trying to kill, the insecticide to kill those mosquitoes, certainly does cause microcephaly. And there's also, let me see here, on nospray.org is a good resource for that. But the dye bromide also has naphthalene. It's been classified by the EPA as a possible human carcinogen because it caused lung tumors in mice following inhalation. Naphthalene exposure also causes headaches, restlessness, lethargy, nausea, diarrhea, and anemia. Anemia in newborns can be caused by exposure during pregnancy. I'm just refreshing my memory as I was on hold here, but check out the website, anewsreporter.weebly.com/zika.html. And again, nospray.org/NALED, N-A-L-E-D, -insecticide-fact-sheet. And it has a lot more information. So this is something that even though we're debilitated, we need to stop before it gets getting worse.
Yeah, it's the wrong solution to the problem here, clearly. First of all, Zika has been around for at least 60 years, and it never caused microcephalic babies until they blamed it. Down in Brazil, but the mothers that had had the microcephalic babies had all been part of an experimental vaccine program. And so, again, the idea is we got to protect the corporations, we got to protect the money, we got to protect the profits and people. Well, we've got too many people anyway. And if there are a lot of chronically ill babies born in Texas, well, that's just going to be good for the medical industrial complex. It's more money for them. And that does seem to be the way that they are really thinking. Would you do me a favor and email me those links, because I couldn't transcribe them while you were reading them off. But if you email me those, I will put them up on the website, okay?
All right, we'll do that. So WRH@whatreallyhappened.com.
Yes.
And the Zika virus was sold by LGC Standards, headquartered in the UK, to American Type Culture Collection at atcc.org, which was patented in 1947 by the Rockefeller Foundation. So it's hard to believe that it was just recently discovered to cause microcephaly. If you remember, ATCC, American Type Culture Collection, sold Saddam Hussein his biologicals. So unless they're saying it's a new strain of Zika, which I've never heard anyone claim that it's caused microcephaly, there's no way it could.
No, I don't think so. It's just another lie to protect the corporate interests here. All right, Chris, we're going to let you go. We're going to do a station identification. We've got another phone call waiting on the other side of these few words.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.